at AlkaVision.com today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. We've got a cool hour lined up for you. We're going to be playing some interviews I recorded a little while back at the big auto show in Detroit, the North American International Auto Show. And if you're going to be around for the final hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by the editorial director of a very cool magazine called Automotive Traveler. And also we'll be talking to a very interesting gentleman, Greg Hogue, who's a racer. But we're going to begin by bringing forth a big gun. This gentleman is the new CEO of both Chrysler and Lancia. And I had an opportunity to sit down with Oliver Francois at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit a number of weeks back.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here at the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, and right now it's my pleasure to welcome Olivier Francois, Chrysler President and CEO. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Let's talk about one of the vehicles launched today here. It's the reincarnation of a very, very popular vehicle, a vehicle that won numerous of the year awards about 6 or 7 years ago. It is the Chrysler 300, and it's been reincarnated. It must be very exciting for you.
It is. It is indeed. And it comes and complete the range. And today we had a chance to present the whole new Chrysler range, 200 talent country, and now finally 300. So when it comes to 300, it's about the luxury sedan. And it's more importantly about, as you mentioned rightfully, the reincarnation of an icon. The 300 has been an icon, not only the previous generation, but the 300 history started in 1955. So it's not easy to replace a car like this. And the previous generation was just the most awarded new car ever in the industry. So clearly that sets the tone. So how are we going to do this? We presented a brand new car. This morning, that's a huge investment. It's a $1 billion investment. So,
wow.
All our ambitions are selling in this car. So the approach is very simple. We want to make the best car in the industry. The biggest focus has been on two things, quality and function. And we'll talk about style after. Quality is absolutely non-negotiable when it comes to luxury cars and when this luxury car is the flagship of the Chrysler brand. Quality is about materials. You will be amazed if you see how the car, and I'm even speaking not only about the high-end range of the 300, but whatever 300 has the best materials, soft-touch surfaces everywhere, wood which is sanded by hand, top grain leather stitching. It has everything that any luxury car should have. Quality is not only material, it is also about fit and finish, you know, the way all this comes together. And that's no longer about touching but about looking. So get into the car and look at all the pieces come together. It's amazing. It is very high-end. And then finally, and more importantly, it's about reliability. So we aimed at making the best car in terms of reliability. We are very excited and looking forward to see the third-party assessment when it comes, but we are extremely confident. This is one of the best cars. And actually, not even one of the best cars, but this car was set to beat the best.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to do is to set a benchmark for the industry. That is how high is our ambition. When it comes to quality, it just has to be the best car in the industry. That's what we have try to do. And I think the customer will notice it firsthand. Then the second aspect on which we have been extremely focused is what I call function. Function is safety. 70 safety features on board. Everything.
Wow, 70.
Then silence. We decided that we wanted our car to be the most silent on the market. It's about luxury. For the luxury segment, silence is important. So there is absolutely everything that guarantees you the most silent car in its category. And thirdly, engines, because obviously it's about front drive, it's about delivering power and fuel economy. So we wanted to have the best motoring proposition on the market. We have still the V8 Hemi engine, but I would like to tell you a couple of words about the V6. We have a brand new V6, which is a 3.6 liter. We call it the Pentastar V6, and it delivers on the 300 292 horsepower, so very close to 300 horsepower, with an amazing fuel economy of 27 miles per gallon with a 5-speed, but then an 8-speed transmission is coming soon, and we will be extremely close to 30 miles per gallon, which means that we won't have we will have not only the best in class performance for a V6, but also the best in class fuel economy for a V6. So that's how high are our ambitions in terms of quality and function for this car. Then the style. While quality and function are a total breakthrough compared to whatever has been offered before by Chrysler, style can't be a total breakthrough because it has to be a 300. So it's a very nice evolution. It's obvious this is totally new, and you can absolutely the look and feel of the car is the same, but it is clearly a 2011 car, and extremely sophisticated, extremely refined in the design, with some wink, I would say, at the old 1955 generation with a fins, as an example, on the rear part of the car. But still with an incredible, so it's still very faithful to the very sculpted body, but with a lot of very obviously updated accents. It's about customer who are extremely loyal to this car. 300 has still today its aficionados. They love the car, they're extremely loyal to the car, and we don't want to betray what the 300 has always been.
Sure.
So this blend of outstanding and best-in-class quality and function comes together with a great design, which is absolutely loyal to the 300. What the 300 has always been, and the whole thing is wrapped into a value proposition, which is amazing because the price of the car starts at 27,995, which is a very good value proposition. I personally, as a French guy, but I'm still 1 year half in this position, I think that I've understood that the big difference between luxury in America and luxury in Europe is that while luxury in Europe is a privilege, luxury in America is a right, has to be a right.
Interesting.
And I think that especially when it comes to Chrysler, that has always been the brand mission, providing the best of the best with a value proposition that meets the expectation of people, somehow having closing the gap, if you want, between aspiration and ownership. So it's a very aspirational car, but still with a good value proposition.
Let's talk a little bit more about the style factor. As you said, this vehicle is a little bit more bold, a little more sculptured, and offers some very interesting headlight treatments and taillight treatments, and it definitely has a presence on the road. The previous generation of the 300 had great presence, but this vehicle, with its even larger available wheels, really has quite a statement as it rolls down the road.
Oh, absolutely. Let me put that in French. When you see the car coming in your door mirror, it's really badass.
Well, he could talk, but that was a great way to take it out.
Don't be confused. Motors Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now!
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're bringing you extensive coverage of the North American International Auto Show in the Motor City of Detroit. My name is Bob Long, joined by two representatives of BMW. First, let's welcome Tom Plusinski, BMW's Product Communications Chief. Hey there, Tom. How you you doing?
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be back in Detroit. It's snowy, as it should be, right?
Absolutely. Cold. Happy New Year. We're here as usual. And also joining us is Joe Weirder, who is BMW's product manager on the X3 as well as the 3 Series. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Why don't we begin by talking about the X3, very important vehicle for the brand, and I understand some significant changes for this all-new model. Let's talk about engines first. Tell us a little bit about what is going to be available in the all-new X3.
Yeah, well, the all-new X3 is a big comeback story for us. I mean, we're really coming back strong. The car has been completely redesigned. And yes, as you mentioned, it's got two new engines in there. We've got an xDrive 28i model, 240 horsepower. That's our classic inline six-cylinder, naturally aspirated. And then we've got a top model, the xDrive 35i with 300 horsepower. That's the turbocharged six-cylinder engine.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the goals for this second generation of the X3. Certainly the first generation was very popular, but this new incarnation really seems to raise the bar right across the entire vehicle. You've seemed to really have done a great job in executing this all-new vehicle.
Well, back in 2004 when we first launched the X3, it was really the first of its kind in that segment. We kind of established that segment. We did very well. Competitors came in soon enough and followed with some pretty exciting products, pretty good products as well, gave us a run for the money. So the last couple of years have been pretty challenging for us. So that's where we went back and said, we need to improve upon everything with this car and really come back completely redesigned. The car's bigger. It's about the size of the old first generation X5, so it's a very practical vehicle.
Wow.
Chassis, everything, engines has been completely redesigned. So it really comes back and improves upon all the old things that we might have gotten a little bit, maybe a little bit too much on the sporty side on the suspension. This car definitely has better compromise of ride handling. It's also got new technology like adaptive ride where you can actually vary the suspension based on how you want to drive. If you want to drive more comfortably or sporty, you can actually tune it. All the technology, inside and out, underneath the car has been completely redesigned.
The vehicle has matured and become more versatile. It used to be the best handling, for sure, right? And now it has the ride to go with the handling.
Yep.
Oh, that's excellent. Tom, where is the X3 being manufactured?
Oh, that's an important part of the story. Then the X3 is being manufactured for the world out of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Wow.
In a new portion of the plant that was just opened about 2 months ago now in October, and it was a $750 million expansion, and now we're building X3s to export around the world.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit more about the product lineup. What's the price range? Has that been announced yet?
Yep. So the car actually went on sale. We had our first sales in December in the U.S. The car was finally available. The 28i starts around $37,000. The 35i starts around $42,000. But we also, in addition to redesigning the car completely, we actually added a lot more technology as standard as well. So it comes standard with your Bluetooth, with your iPod.
Oh, great.
It's got the iDrive system standard now, power seats, tinted glass, alarm system. All of these things now we've made standard. So the car actually comes down in price. The previous car was about $39,000. Car comes down in price, and we've added standard equipment, so it's actually priced about $3,000 less with that additional equipment.
Oh, great job on that one, Joe. And also, when you take into consideration, as you said a little bit earlier, that this vehicle has the same footprint as the original X5,
mm-hmm.
It's a bigger car as well, a bigger SAV.
Exactly.
Let's talk about some of the other vehicles unveiled here in Detroit. Tom, lots of big stories to tell, including the 1 Series now has an M derivative. Tell us about that.
The 1 Series M Coupe. Some people think it should be called an M1, and I'll explain why it shouldn't be. But 1 Series M Coupe is M's entry, I guess their entry-level model for the U.S. market now. It is the least expensive M car we've ever offered in the U.S. at roughly $47,000. It has all the underpinnings of the current generation M3, so suspension is all M3. In order to fit it into the body, we had to widen the body dramatically, so it has big fender flares and so on. And we pair that with a twin-turbo inline six that is uprated in horsepower to 335 horsepower. And torque is very high with an overboost feature of 370 pound-feet of torque. So it is a fast car.
0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds.
4.7
right?
seconds, exactly. And just to put the torque in perspective, the current M3 with the V8 has 295 pound-feet of torque. So it's a much more torquey engine. It doesn't have the same horsepower as the V8, but it will provide substantial acceleration and performance.
And it's really geared for that enthusiast driver. I mean,
absolutely.
Only available with a six-speed manual transmission. Uh-huh. I mean, the people who are going to buy this car are the people who are going to really use it and enjoy it.
Only three colors. Valencia orange is the signature color here on the display at the show.
Yeah.
You can also get it in white or sapphire black, which is a metallic black. And that's it. Manual transmission, no sunroof, very few options available on it. It is really an enthusiast car.
Excellent. And when will it be available for purchase?
It arrives in the market in late spring, so roughly May.
So not that far off at all.
Not that far.
Better get on the list.
Exactly.
Let's talk about another car that no doubt is going to have a waiting list. And this is a convertible version of the new 6 Series. And, Tom, you guys have done a wonderful job with this. It was previewed at the L.A. Auto Show, but just getting...
That's right, as a coupe, yes.
Yeah, getting a glimpse of that convertible yesterday from the distance.
Right.
I was really blown away with the execution. Tell our listeners
about it. Yes, this is really the third generation of 6 Series, but that 6 Series took a big hiatus between the first generation and second. The second generation was introduced roughly 7 years ago, so now it's time to renew that. So this is an all-new car. It is still instantly recognizable as a BMW 6 Series, but the design cues take it much further along in this progression than the previous one did. It is a little bit longer, a little bit lower, and a little bit wider, so it gives our design staff a chance to make it look at the same time more elegant and also more sporty. So the car has much nicer presence on the road. It really does renew the 6 Series now and prepare it for the next seven-year life cycle.
Excellent. And what is the powertrain in that vehicle?
Well, the powertrain in the U.S. will be a twin-turbo V8 of 450 horsepower. Sorry, 400 horsepower and 450 pounds-feet of torque. Made it with either an 8-speed automatic or a 6-speed manual transmission.
So the 8-speed automatic is making its way into the 6 Series as well?
Definitely, yes. The 8-speed automatic has many benefits for fuel economy and being in the right gear at the right time for acceleration, for all the drivability factors.
This is a big show for BMW. You guys have had a busy year.
We have, and we have more to come, too.
Excellent. So we'll be definitely talking more with the folks from BMW. We want to thank Tom Plusinski for his time here today. Tom, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And also Joe Weirda, thank you very much for telling us all about the new X3 as well as the ever-popular 3 Series.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from Detroit around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac like there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to our special coverage of the press days of the Detroit Auto Show, known in the industry as the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, and we're going to talk Mustang right now and also explore with Amy Marantek from the Ford Motor Company. Amy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had an opportunity yesterday to briefly walk through the Ford area. Later today, I'm going to get a chance to actually take a closer look, but I could not help but notice the display of the Boss 302 Mustang in a different color setup than I've seen before here in Detroit, a silver rendition. This is an exciting project for Ford.
It is very exciting, and been on it since the very beginning. And really the idea behind it, we were reading through some press clippings, and you know, the final four, the where you have the top 60 teams and you go down to the final team, there was an article out there where people had voted and they said, what Mustang would you like to see brought back? And they had this competition that went on, and Boss finished first. So we started thinking about bringing it back, but we knew we could only do it if we did it right. And we did it. We had the 5-liter to start with, and the team did an amazing job. We actually used the BMW M3 as some of our target for track performance, and it's here, and it's back, and we are very excited to bring it back.
And lots of cool features. I mean, beginning with the engine, you guys have really worked quite hard on this engine, and it slots perfectly between the GT and the Shelby GT500.
It absolutely does. It starts with the 5-liter, and the engineering team has really done a nice job with the intake. They call it runner in a box, and I'm not the engineering person that designed it, but it delivers 444 horsepower, and it's an engine that you can't build yourself, you can't buy, you can't find, unless you purchase the Boss, and that's one of the things that makes it very authentic. And then, of course, we have our 5.4-liter supercharged 550 horsepower GT500, which is just a whole lot of fun when you're going straight.
Definitely. Let's talk about some of the styling enhancements to the Boss. The vehicle is actually available in two different forms. You can get a special edition called the Laguna Seca Edition, which kind of, I understand, is tied a little bit into the BMW M3 comparison. Yeah. And there's also a regular Boss 302. And the Laguna Seca has some very unique touches.
Well, it does. The Laguna Seca, and it's a very limited production number because it's very extreme. It is built for somebody who is going to take that vehicle and run it at the track. It's two-seater, so we did everything that we could to kind of minimize weight and balance. Two-seater only, Recaro seats, quad exhaust, and the vehicle is just amazing on the track. And, in fact, the customer who gets it has to put a front splitter on himself. We legally cannot put it on because of ground clearance purposes, so it comes in the trunk and he can put it on himself, use it for the track, and then if he's driving home, take it off. We also have an experience for everybody who purchases a Boss, whether it's the four-seat Boss or the Laguna Seca version. They have an experience at Miller Motorsports in Utah where they can go and do a driving school for a day, and that comes included with a purchase.
Oh, that's fantastic. The Laguna Seca edition has Recaro seats, which are always very, very nice, and I understand that that can be had in the regular Boss as well.
Yes, they can, absolutely. So that's an option on the regular Boss. And, you know, the reason we named it Laguna Seca is we did all the tuning work out at Laguna Seca. We actually had Parnelli Jones out there with our first development vehicle.
That's fantastic.
It's quite a trip.
Let's talk a little bit about the paint combinations and the paint scheme on the vehicle. Again, a little bit paying homage to Parnelli in the past. Very unusual, though, in today's marketplace.
Well, let's just say when we showed Parnelli the design of the Laguna Seca, he was a bit shocked because it is very aggressive. So in the four-seat Boss, you'll see a very traditional stripe pattern, very traditional colors. Then in the Laguna Seca version, it comes in two colors, black and red. The stripes come only, black and silver. The stripes come only in red. The wheels come only in red. The roof is painted red. So either black or silver with red accents. And even the crossbars, when we removed the second row seat, we put in crossbars. Those are also painted a very shiny red.
Oh, that's incredible. Are these vehicles going to be produced in relatively limited numbers, Amy?
They will. In fact, quite limited. And in fact, we have dealers screaming for them. We've wholesaled everyone that we plan to build. And, the Laguna Secas are a very hot commodity.
Excellent. And I understand here in Detroit some pricing information has been announced. Can you share that with our listeners around North America?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like you mentioned, the engine slots nicely between the GT and the Shelby. The Boss will as well in terms of pricing. So it will start just over $40,000, $40,995. And then the Laguna Seca will start somewhere around $47,000.
Very good. And again, there are not going to be that many out there, so if you want one, you better be a hand raiser really quick. Let's talk about the rest of the Mustang lineup. It is amazing to me how you've expanded the number of accessories and the number of customization features that you can now get on a Mustang. The choice is so wide. You can get special grills, you can get special wheels, and you can get all kinds of cool stuff right from the factory.
You can. There's a couple new exciting features or packages that we launched in 2011. We have some more coming in 2012. And they're specifically around our V6, which is 305 horsepower and gets 31 miles to the gallon. So you actually can get fuel efficiency as well as performance. One new package is called our MCA Edition. It stands for the Mustang Club of America. And it's geared more towards younger men. The Pony package geared a little bit more towards female. And this MCA, very aggressive, kind of dark, aggressive wheels, a very fun package. And you can go to Ford.com and check it out. The other thing that we've done this year is we've added a performance package. We've essentially taken GT suspension, a steeper axle, and some 19-inch wheels. First time we've ever offered 19-inch wheels in a V6 Mustang. We've added that as a performance package, and that thing, it was the hit of our dealer show when we had a dealer drive. It's on the manual only, but we're looking at bringing it to the automatic very, very soon.
And speaking of that, I mean, incredible fuel economy with both the V6 and, as far as I'm concerned, with the GT as well. Remind our listeners about those numbers.
You know, it really is amazing what the engineering team has done, and they've gone everywhere. The engine's very efficient. It has a 6-speed transmission, which also brings fuel economy. The aerodynamics has been improved in the vehicle, and the weight's been reduced. So all of that comes together at 31 mile per gallon on the highway, which is better than some small C cars.
Sure.
And then on the V8, so 412 horsepower and 25 mile per gallon. So that's no slouch either when you're sitting on 412 horsepower. And I can tell you, when you put your foot down, that is fun to drive.
And, of course, you guys did such a wonderful job in styling and tweaking it for 2010, and loved the new interior and the available sync system. That is certainly best in its class. You guys have done a wonderful job with that, and I would imagine you're reeling in some buyers just for that feature alone.
We absolutely are. And, you know, when you think Mustang, you don't traditionally think technology, but it's actually becoming one of our highest technology vehicles with sync. We have a great navigation system. Customers are choosing that. And you know, with the new sync system, you can hook your phone up. You never have to press any buttons. Everything can be voice activated. So especially when we have a lot of customers driving a manual, it makes it very easy to drive a manual and also talk on your phone because everything's voice activated. It'll even read your text messages.
I understand that you also worked on recently the Ford Explorer. That must have been quite an interesting project because, like the Mustang, the Explorer is a bit of an icon itself as well.
It is. You know, it's not. We don't have 45 years history like we do on Mustang, but we do have 20 years of history.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decided to completely redesign it, we wanted to ensure that we were delivering all the capability that customers expect in their Explorer, but we also had to take, in fact, we use the word jaw-dropping levels of improvement in fuel economy and ride and handling and refinement. So that was the idea behind we called it the 100% reinvention of the new Explorer.
Excellent. Well, Amy, it's been a pleasure talking with you here today at the Detroit Auto Show. We really want to thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There is lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HPV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrid, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts, what it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and we thank you very much for joining us as we bring you coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's the big show. My name is Bob Long, and I am joined by a gentleman I haven't seen for a while. He is Ford's Group Marketing Manager, Robert Parker. How you doing there, Robert?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Well, lots of exciting news here at the show, but let's begin by talking about the C-Max. This is a very interesting vehicle. Quite unique in the marketplace. For those of our listeners who haven't seen pictures of it, explain a little bit about the C-Max and how it looks and who its target market is.
It's a great question. It is a seven-passenger vehicle. It has three rows, but the nice thing about it, it's on a C-platform, so it's a little bit smaller, more agile, so you've got the room for the passengers, but the fuel economy of a C-car, sliders on both sides of the vehicle, and a very innovative second row that has a stowing function to the middle seat. So you have a pass-through for the third row if you'd like that, or you have a middle seat if you want three across in the second row. So those things combined with the outstanding fuel economy and very affordable, and I think it's going to do really well in the marketplace.
Excellent. Power plant-wise, what's available?
It'll have two engines. It'll have a 1.6-liter EcoBoost engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been spreading EcoBoost across our entire lineup. We'll have 90% of our products by 2013 that'll have EcoBoost engine in them. And it's also going to have a 2.5-liter engine in it as well.
Excellent. And when will we see the C-Max in North American dealerships?
Well, we started selling the C-Max in Europe this fall, and it's gotten off to a great sales start. We've sold over 13,000 units, and timing is yet to be announced here in North America.
I understand it's got a very cool feature in which you can actually open the rear hatch when your hands are full. Explain to our listeners how this works.
Yeah, the one thing that we noticed in customer research is whether you're carrying children or whether you're carrying packages to the vehicle, especially a vehicle that has a tremendous amount of space inside and usable space, is that it's very difficult to get to the key fob or to get to the handle on the rear hatch. So we created what we affectionately call inside Ford an open sesame feature where you can simply move your foot under the rear bumper fascia, and that'll open the rear hatch of the vehicle automatically.
Oh, that's cool.
So we think that's a killer app for us and certainly gives consumers what they need, and that's the flexibility of the vehicle without having to put everything down, simply being able to load the vehicle and make it easier for everyone to use.
Another very exciting vehicle is the 2012 Ford Focus. This is the first time that North America is going to get the same platform as the Europeans, and that means better performance and a whole lot of cool features. Tell us about this all-new offering for 2012.
Well, we've got the new Focus coming in, and it's actually being built here in Michigan, and production has already started. Vehicles will be arriving in the showroom shortly. And it is going to be a four-door and five-door vehicle. It is going to come with a number of powertrains. We also announced today our electric version of the vehicle that will be built at the same assembly plant. So we'll have an electric version of the Focus. We'll have one with a 2-liter EcoBoost engine available that we'll be calling our ST, which is our performance version that's been offered in Europe. We're bringing that here to North America. And we'll also have a 2-liter gasoline direct inject engine in the base Focus that'll give us outstanding fuel economy, over 40 miles per gallon. And we'll have three products in our showroom now that deliver over 40 miles per gallon. The Fiesta, the Fusion, and the Focus will all be over 40 miles per gallon. And with gas over $3 a gallon, that might be a product that people want to check out.
Definitely, and all of the vehicles offer a very innovative automatic transmission.
They do. We do have 6-speed transmissions across the range, and we also have a new dry clutch transmission that delivers outstanding fuel economy, giving us over 40 miles per gallon on the Fiesta, and we'll continue to migrate that technology across the range.
Let's talk a little bit about the Fiesta. This is a vehicle that is very youthful and shares some of its styling DNA with the Focus. It's a very good-looking car, but the one thing that I really appreciate about both the Fiesta and the Focus is the fact that you can get those features that used to be just available in luxury cars in this new segment, in a B-segment car or C-segment car. You can get leather upholstery, you can get the sync system, you can get the Sony audio, you can get power sunroof. These are the things that weren't possible years ago with small cars.
Yeah, I think the best way to summarize it is we don't offer crank windows.
Yes.
In the Fiesta. And it really starts with power windows and all the features you mentioned. You really don't have to give anything up when you buy a Fiesta. It does have leather. Our initial orders were 80% leather. So there certainly is an appetite for these features on the cars. The hands-free sync technology that you mentioned is certainly a hit on that particular vehicle, the Sony audio system. And surprisingly, the hatchback mix is much higher than we anticipated. We thought it'd be an even mix between the four- and five-door, but we're running in the 60s on the hatchback mix for us car enthusiasts. And those of us who have wanted the hatchback for a long time, we think that that bodes well for the Focus hatchback. And we think that maybe in the future we'll see more hatchbacks than four doors.
That, I don't think, is a bad thing at all. I mean, I think the hatchback got a little bit of a bad rap here in North America. I've owned a number of hatchbacks, and certainly you can't beat the versatility of that hatch design. Let's talk about the Fusion. Here's another vehicle that's offered in many different configurations, and former Car of the Year from Motor Trend, and certainly has had great sales success. It's a top 10 selling car here in the U.S., and that must make you and the rest of the marketing team quite proud.
It's making us very excited about what the future holds. The one thing about the CD segment, Ford left that segment in 2000 and then came back with the Fusion in 2006. And what we learned is that many people come to the CD segment or the midsize car segment that Fusion participates in. That's where they start their shopping process. So it's very important not only that Fusion is successful, but it also opens up the door for us to show our other products as well. Fusion is coming off a record year. Those are the highest sales that we've had. It is the first car since 2004 that we've sold over 200,000 units, so that bodes well for the car business at Ford Motor Company. And a much better balanced portfolio. We skewed very heavy in the early part of the last decade in trucks, and now we have a much more balanced portfolio. It is the first time since 1994 that we've had a product in that particular segment sell over 200,000 units. So we're very encouraged by the sales results. The Fusion still has class-leading fuel economy. Nobody can top the 41 miles per gallon. and we'll continue to sell that product going into the future and look forward to the next generation.
Definitely. And as you pointed out, that 41 miles to the gallon with the hybrid variant, and I understand here at the Detroit Auto Show, you guys have showed off a concept hybrid vehicle. Can you touch on that a little bit, Robert?
Yeah, big story is the electrification message here, and we're not having consumers buy some unique body style. They just like with a Fusion hybrid, it was a Fusion powertrain and a Fusion hybrid. They look the same. You don't have to make a statement by the type of body style that you buy. You get a very functional, very normal-looking, very attractive vehicle. And we've done the same thing with Focus. We have the Focus electric vehicle that we introduced, and also the C-Max derivatives, which are of the five-passenger variety. We have the C-Max Energy, which is going to be a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, and then we have the hybrid electric vehicle version of the C-Max as well. So a full complement of electric vehicles to add to the Transit Connect, which we introduced last year. So Ford will have all these new electric vehicles and hybrid electric vehicles, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles with over a 500-mile range. So certainly democratizing technology once again.
It's going to be good news for all the Ford dealers out there. I would imagine, being the marketing director, you're hearing from a lot of those folks that they must be extremely pleased with this present portfolio of offerings from the Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, we like to, those of us who are sports fan in the company, we were playing what we called zone defense before in the car side of the business. Now we're playing man-to-man defense.
Yeah.
And we're actually moving into a spread offense, if you will. But we think the opportunity is great. Looks like the industry is going to be up in 2011, and that's good for all of us. And we have the right product at the right time with nine products on our stand and here at the show that have class-leading fuel economy. So we think we're well-positioned going into 2011.
Robert, thank you so much for your time here today. Great to see you again, and we look forward to more big news from the Ford Motor Company around the bend.
Always great to talk to you, Bob. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. He is Robert Parker. He is the Ford Group Marketing Manager. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.